Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fix 5. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Happy Friday night to everybody listening all over North America. I'm going to be rolling with you for the next 3 hours. This is a 4-hour show. I get started every weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Being joined by my main man holding it down on the boards in New York City, Manny Rodriguez. And I'm being joined by you, everybody here on a Friday night. The people enjoying themselves, a night out on the town. The people getting ready for the holidays. The people celebrating the holidays. People at work. People at home. People at school. Whatever the hell you're doing, thank you for hanging out, okay? We've already talked about a lot tonight. All these ridiculous Shohei Ohtani rumors. We've talked about the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Browns having no idea who the hell their quarterbacks are going to be. These are two teams trying to stay alive in the NFL playoff race. They don't know if they got, I don't know, Joe Flacco, C.J. Beathard, Trevor Lawrence, Dorian Thompson-Robinson. We have no idea who the hell we're going to see on Sunday when the Jags take on the Browns. This is like, what's that stupid thing? Secret Santa. Hey, Manny, you ever did that Secret Santa thing at work, at school, something like that?
Of course I've done Secret Santa.
Well, I don't.
Feels un-American to not do any Secret Santas.
It's un-American not to do Secret Santa?
Very much so, it feels like. That's a tradition right there.
Wow. I haven't done Secret Santa, I don't think, since I've been in school. That's been a while, man.
Well, yeah, I haven't indulged in any of them since I left college, or maybe even high school. But, yeah, no, I indulge. Come on, man. It's the holiday season. It's gift-giving season, JR.
What's the best gift that you ever got from a Secret Santa? Come on now.
When I was in the sixth grade, my Secret Santa got me a football, an actual NCAA-sized football. Way too big for my hands, but I had fun with it.
Oh, okay, wow. And what did you gift whoever the hell you need? What did you give them?
You think I remembered, man? Maybe like a box of chocolates, some Ferrero Rocher or something like that, perhaps?
Oh, so you're cheap. Somebody gets you a football and you handing out candy from the drugstore.
Yeah, man, I was in the sixth grade. I just had $5 in my hand, if that, you know, inflation.
Okay, all right. I'm not mad at you. Mm-hmm. And what's the best gift that anybody's ever given you? Anything that's worth remembering?
Damn. That's a good question. Oh, no,
nothing.
Not
okay.
Really. No, yeah.
Socks. Yep. It's like socks.
The Hess truck. I used to get the Hess truck every year.
The Hess truck's back and it's better than ever?
Yeah. Saving Christmas this year, the Hess truck is here. You know what I'm saying?
Do they still make those?
Yeah, man. It's a cop car this season.
Oh, my. They still make the Hess trucks?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Is the commercial still out with it, too?
Do you watch TV? Come on, man. Yeah, of course.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't watch TV. I stream everything, but even on the streams, I see the commercials.
Hey, man, when I'm sitting here in the studio, there's sports on in the background. Like right now, I'm looking up at De'Aaron Fox, and then I got the news here behind me. I see Jaylen Brown dunking on people. I don't see no commercials, man.
There's anything. There's no Hess Trucks commercials running right now.
I'm sure there is, but not in the studio. I got three TVs in front of me.
See, this is why you're not informed, man. You got to watch the infomercials. Not the infomercials, the commercials.
Listen, the last time I saw anything, they were selling beet juice. And they were talking about improving circulation. And I don't think it was a clean commercial, if you get my drift. Okay, Manny?
They do say that beets are very good for your health, though. My parents indulge in beets. Disgusting, in my opinion. But I digress.
You don't drink the beet juice?
I don't drink beet juice, no. But my parents do.
Oh, man. They're going to live forever, man. You need to follow suit.
I mean, I hope they do. I'm screwed without them.
Well. Yeah, I hope they live forever, too. Listen, man, with technology advancing, they're going to have the option, okay?
Well, I mean, you see what happens with Aaron Rodgers' Achilles. Science is advancing. You're completely right.
Maybe he's just delusional, okay?
You think it's the ayahuasca talking?
Well, it's ayahuasca. I'm sure it's the psychedelics, you know, sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber. Yeah, why not? Of course. Maybe they put him to sleep and stitch him up at somebody's grandma's house, and he's back to normal. Yeah,
so Aaron Rodgers offers you, hey, JR, you know, we can do my complete, you know, rehab routine. What do you say? You in or you out? Drop some ayahuasca, maybe?
How many weeks do I have to recover?
You can take as much time as you want.
Sure, why not?
Oh,
I wouldn't want to hang out with the guy, but I'd take whatever he's taking. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, probably.
You only live once.
That's right. And you know what? He's living it to the max.
Yeah, well, the Jets suck, so let's see what happens.
Dude. Oh, dear.
Sorry.
Not my team. I don't care. My team has a little bit of a problem right now with their coaching staff.
Oh, this is the Giants?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, Wink Martindale and Brian Daboll.
Hey, that's a team that's won back-to-back games.
Your quarterback lives at home with his mom.
Damn right he does. I used to, too, until about 6 months ago, 7 months ago. We had that conversation earlier.
Yeah, you told me. You're just like Shep. You found a girlfriend, and now your world has changed. Good for you.
I hate it.
You hate having a girlfriend?
I hate my world changing. Becoming an adult sucks, man. I didn't sign up for this. Nobody warned me about this.
Becoming an adult sucks, okay?
Well,
you think it gets any better over the next, I don't know, 20, 15, 25 years?
It doesn't?
No, it doesn't. It sucks.
Damn, dude. Thanks a lot.
Sorry to be so miserable.
Yeah, it's the gift-giving season. Now you've gifted me being miserable.
Listen, bro. Enjoy whatever the hell you got going on right now in life. Enjoy it.
Let's go Knicks.
Yeah. Well, Knicks a bunch of losers, too. Anyway, speaking of basketball, let's get some basketball out the way before we get to some football, because we got some damn good matchups coming up this weekend. We got the Chiefs taking on the Bills. We can go ahead and think about them Cowboys taking on Philadelphia. Man, if Dallas doesn't win this game, come on now. Dallas Cowboys got to win this game. Philadelphia trying to show that they still got something left in the tank, that all them close games ain't matter. But we're going to get into, the Eagles and Cowboys. We're going to talk about the Chiefs. How about them Cowboys? And we're going to talk about all them in a little bit. Let's get LeBron James the hell up on out the way, because that we actually know. Last hour I said, we don't know who the hell is going to start for the Jags or the Browns. I said, we have no idea where the hell Shohei Ohtani's going to go. I know this for a fact. Tomorrow in Las Vegas, we got basketball. NBA in-season tournament, the finale. I guess we can call it the NBA Cup. I think that's what it's called. And so, we're going to have the Los Angeles Lakers taking on the Indiana Pacers. So LeBron James taking on a young upstart in Tyrese Haliburton. Tyrese Haliburton, this is his time to shine. This man was called a wannabe all-star last season by Wally Szczerbiak, and he has now proven to be one of the best point guards in the entire NBA. And the Pacers are running up and down the court, and they are running everybody up and out the gym. And I would not be surprised tomorrow if the Indiana Pacers ran the Lakers out of the gym. I think it's going to be a close game. I don't think LeBron James is going to be there for the embarrassment. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Pacers, well, they are the younger team. I think every team is younger against the Lakers. I wouldn't be surprised if they ran them up and down the court and the Lakers tried to keep up. Now, is Tyrese Haliburton going to see stars? Is he going to be star and awestruck? That's a possibility. Because today, Tyrese Haliburton, he spoke to the media, and he basically said, damn, LeBron was my idol growing up, and now I gotta play against him? Listen to this guy.
like any kid born in 2000, LeBron was my favorite player growing up. You know what I mean? And it's hard for him not to be for a lot of us. And so growing up, I was a Cavs fan, then a Heat fan, then a Cavs fan again, then a Lakers fan before I got drafted. You know, it's just how it went. And so to be able to compete against him in the championship is kind of like a storybook a little bit, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But that's the great part about being in the NBA is getting to compete against, you know, your idols on a nightly basis. So I really look forward to that.
I want my damn respect, too.
It's kind of crazy hearing Tyrese Halliburton talk about being born in the year 2000. I'm saying to myself, damn. Wow.
You want to find out what year I was born?
Were you born after the year 2000?
I was not, but just a fraction before that.
You're born in 1999?
A little bit less. 97. We'll cut
90,
it.
You're fine. You're old.
Am I, though? Because I walk around and there are a lot of old faces around this building,
what I
mean.
26?
I don't even know. 26? Yeah. Stop counting.
You're old ass. Oh, cut it out. Old ass, man. Cut it out. Tyrese Halliburton was born in the year 2000. He's about to be, 24 in a little bit? Good for him. Anyway, I hope LeBron James beats him. Why? Because I need the old guy to score one. Go out there and win. We heard LeBron James after the game last night where the Lakers basically annihilated the Pelicans. LeBron James spoke afterwards on TNT, and he had to downplay. Here you got Tyrese Halliburton letting everybody know, oh, my God, I got to play against my idol LeBron. This is what makes basketball cool. And LeBron James been around for so damn long, he's just like, man, it's just some stupid tournament in December. Listen to this.
When it comes to another championship experience this time on Saturday, what are you most looking forward to?
It's still December, so I'm not getting too crazy about the whole thing. I understand this thing has been great in season tournament, but it's still December, you know. But it is another game for us to get better, and we want to try to win the game because. We're a team that wants to get better every single game. We go out there every quarter, every possession. So we had another opportunity to do that.
Oh, yeah, he's right. I mean, for LeBron James, of course he wants to win tomorrow. Why wouldn't you want to win? Of course he wants to add an NBA cup because why wouldn't you? But the fact is, yeah, we know LeBron James, man, he's measured on championships. The Lakers going to hoist another Larry O'Brien trophy? Is he going to break the four title draw or tie with that Steph Curry dude? Of course he wants to. But he's right. Tomorrow is just another tournament. Unless you're the Indiana Pacers, because let's be real, what else are the Pacers winning this season? They ain't winning no NBA championship. This will be the closest that they get. And so tonight on a Friday night, we got a bunch of ordinary-ass NBA games. Tons of them, like the one I'm watching right now, the Kings beating the Suns 103-96. But the big game is Saturday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, which probably means 9 Eastern. We got the Pacers and the Lakers in Las Vegas. And I've enjoyed the NBA in-season tournament. It's going to be done after this. Tomorrow night is the championship, and then the season just goes on. No more ugly courts. No more ugly jerseys. Well, I mean, some jerseys are pretty ugly all the time, but you get my drift. And so I can't wait for the next iteration of the in-season tournament, and I can't wait to see what the hell happens next. Make sure that the Bulls don't have that bright red court. That thing made my eyes bleed. Matter of fact, Adam Silver, he was on ESPN today, and he was asked, now that the tournament is coming to a close, what the hell are y'all going to do different into the future? This is what Adam Silver had to say.
I think what we have to go back to the drawing board on potentially, or at least think about, the score differential issues for the tiebreakers. I know you know that comes from international competition. That's something that's been used in the Olympics and Basketball World Cup for a long time. So whether or not that's going to work over time, we'll see. It may be if an American audience is going to feel it's poor sportsmanship to run up the score, we have to deal with that, whether or not the international players were familiar with it. I think even as fantastic as it is to be here in Las Vegas, the NBA generally is used to home crowds and not neutral sites. So you know, I think we're fortunate that there's so much enthusiasm this first time around, but that's something we'll continue to look at as well.
Oh, they may not have the final in Vegas. They're going to put the final in, I don't know, one of the team's homes. That's fine by me. I don't care about the point differential, though. I mean, these NBA players barely show up to work. I mean, they could stand around and catch an ass-whooping every now and then. Who cares? Lakers beat up on the Pelicans last night, 133-89. Point differential didn't matter. It's just crazy we got NBA players talking about, yeah, it goes against the integrity of the game, and it's poor sportsmanship to, you know, kind of blow us out of the water at the end of a game. Man, these dudes, half of them don't even want to show up. I mean, you got Zion Williamson after the game last night talking about how he needs to be more aggressive. Like, bro, where you been? Like, everybody's playing basketball. What does he got, Twinkies rolling through his head? Like, come on, man. This Zion needs to do better. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. After tomorrow and probably Monday, we ain't going to be talking about no NBA in-season tournament. It's going to be done. Have you enjoyed the in-season tournament? We've gone through multiple rounds, group stage, the knockout stage, and now it's all about the championship round. I think the NBA has done a good job, all things considered, here with the in-season tournament, and I like it. I look forward to seeing how they adjust it into the future, taking away some of them ugly-ass courts, but the overall premise of it, I'm down. I like it. I'm ready for another in-season tournament next year. It gives you something to look forward to. What are your thoughts on this NBA Cup that Adam Silver started? Are you ready for it to end? Or are you looking forward to it next year? The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to come back. I'm going to get to your calls. We're going to get into some football because not only are we going to have the in-season tournament final tomorrow, it's a lot of words, they're going to give away the Heisman in college football. We'll talk Heisman, get into some NFL. I'm going to take your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
It says here that Graybar is a distributor.
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah.
listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Man, this is funny. I'm going to get to your calls momentarily. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, last hour we talked about Shohei Ohtani and all these rumors about him being in Toronto, and you know, there's reservations at a Japanese restaurant. People are looking at his flight plans. Just all of this ridiculousness. Well, about 15 minutes ago on Twitter slash X or whatever the hell it's called today, John Morosi, who reported earlier today that Shohei Ohtani was on his way to Toronto, apologized. John Morosi tweeted this out 15 minutes ago. He said, "Today, I posted reporting that included inaccurate information that Shohei Ohtani was traveling to Toronto. I regret the mistake and apologize to baseball fans everywhere. I am deeply sorry for letting you down." And some of the comments here, of course, I mean, some of these things I cannot say. This one is clean. "Be better. Retire. Who gave you the information? Your people are mocking him. Welcome to the internet, man." That's just the way the world works. 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, we talked about the NBA in-season tournament. It's coming to a close tomorrow. The Los Angeles Lakers are going to take on the Indiana Pacers. LeBron James versus Tyrese Halliburton. Halliburton went as far to call LeBron James his idol. I'd like to see the idol smash Tyrese Halliburton. Win one for the old guys. 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to your calls and then get into some football. Let's start off with Carl from Wisconsin. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Carl?
Good evening. Hey, I'd like to start with LeBron. He's definitely going to get another ring. Of course, it's not going to be the real ring. He's the GOAT. He is the GOAT of flopping. MJ is the GOAT. End of story. Okay, now let's get on to some real basketball. My Green Bay Packers and Jordan Love, four games with three touchdown passes. He is playing lights out. I saw glimpses early in the season, and his play has progressively gotten better. And now Matt LaFleur has opened the playbook. Do you think he's going to throw another three-plus touchdowns here Monday night? And are the Packers set up with the young team to make a run in the playoffs?
No. Thank you, Carl, for calling from Wisconsin. No. So that's the answer to the second part. Do I think they're going to make a run in the playoffs? No, not yet. I mean, we're going to get into the Philadelphia Eagles, the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to talk about, what's going on right now with the Kansas City Chiefs and then also the Bills. No, they are teams that are in front of the Green Bay Packers. It was only months ago I had people calling me up ready to just run Jordan Love out of the building, and now I'm being asked about whether or not he's going to throw another three touchdowns on Monday Night Football against the New York Giants. Hey, I will be here Monday night. And I'm going to be watching the game live like everybody else, and then we're going to sit here and talk about it. I think the Packers are going to go into New York / New Jersey, and they're going to beat the Giants. Why? Because the Giants quarterback is a dude who, quite frankly, is staying at home with his parents. And he's been fortunate and lucky enough over the past couple of games to, let's just say the New York Giants been playing against some ass teams. They beat New England. They beat Washington, and I don't know if Tommy DeVito is going to have the same luck against Green Bay. I doubt it, but I think Jordan Love will be okay? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on? I appreciate you taking the call, JR. You do a great job. Keep killing it, and I just wanted to talk to you and see what your thoughts were on, I'm sure you've already talked about it, but the Soto trade out here in San Diego, there's a lot of mixed reviews, so Some people are mad. Some people are happy. I know that opens up a lot of payroll for us here in San Diego to let AJ do what he does. I'm kind of indifferent, man. I'm trying to figure out what I want. I want Soto, but I didn't want to have to pay him. You know what I mean? So it's kind of nice to have that money. So now we can go get. They're talking about that the Lee guy from the KBO, which is supposed to be a good player, but
right.
We need pitching. So I don't know. I mean, why not? You know, put some money up towards pitching, and you know, we still got our core with Tatis and Machado and Xander, and obviously Ha-Sung Kim's turning it up, and Cronenworth's still a good player in my opinion. He just needs to.
Yeah, listen, man, the Padres need pitching, and having hitting is expendable. I know it sucks to see, C.J. Abrams get moved out of the building and Soto comes in and given up five prospects only a couple of seasons later to see Soto now be traded to the New York Yankees. Well, Michael King ain't the worst dude in the world. He's projected to be a starter for the New York Yankees this upcoming season. And you just hit the nail on the head. You ran through a lot of the offensive weapons that the Padres already have, whether it's Bogarts. Hopefully Fernando Tatis Jr. isn't rotting around on a moped this year. I think they'll be fine offensively. I really think it's a matter of pitching. And it's been a tale of two seasons with the Padres. Two seasons ago, it's like they won every single game that was close. This past season, it's like they lost every single game that was close. I think if they get some decent starting pitching, they'll be able to even things out. And I know who you're talking about with the Korean baseball player. Man, sometimes they come to the United States of America, specifically from the KBO, and those players can be hit or miss. Unless I feel like you're a first baseman and you got a big old belly, I don't always trust the dudes coming over from the Korean baseball league, man. Sorry about
that. For sure.
Well, thank you, Scott.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Yeah, I feel like every baseball player that comes over from Korea, he's like a first baseman built like David Ortiz, and he hits 16 home runs, and he's supposed to have all this power. I mean, what do I know, though, right? Andrew is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, JR. How's it going, man?
Very well.
Sorry?
I said very well.
Very well.
Yeah, you asked me how it's going. I said very well.
Okay. Well,
are you okay, Andrew? You confused?
No, because I had you on speakerphone and I can barely hear you now, so I just put you up to my ear.
Well, Andrew, this is live radio, nationally syndicated radio. I'm not your best friend from high school here, but go ahead.
I just wanted to touch base on Shohei. I don't know. I'm just confused because I personally think he's going to be. In the Jay, like he's going to be signing with the Jays within the next couple of days.
Why?
We have the second richest owner in MLB. It's a diverse city here. I just think he ran his course in LA. I mean, yeah, he went. He's playing with the Angels, and they haven't made the playoffs in years. But when you're talking about the Dodgers, I mean. I think he's still loyal to the Angels in the sense of he doesn't want to, play against them every so often.
Man,
and I think he also doesn't want to be in that limelight anymore. And I think in Toronto he'll have more leeway to,
Andrew, thank you for calling from Toronto. You could have left me on speakerphone. He ain't in no limelight in Los Angeles. He don't talk to nobody. What are you talking about? He could go play anywhere and get the same amount of attention. No, I don't see Shohei Ohtani walking down Beverly Hills Boulevard, I don't see Shohei Ohtani walking out of Mr. Nice Guy. I do not see this dude getting snapped by the paparazzi. What attention is Shohei Ohtani getting? Have I missed something? I mean, if you want to talk about Rogers, who owns everything up in Toronto, if you want to talk about Shohei Ohtani following the money, then go ahead and say that. That's it. If that's your reason that you think he's going up there, good. But to think that, he's tired of all the attention in Los Angeles? I've heard Shohei Ohtani speak English, like once, maybe twice, one for a video game commercial, and another time to accept an award. That's it. This man might as well be anonymous anywhere. He's one of the greatest baseball players you'll ever see in your damn life. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of the best of the best of the best of the best, when we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about the best. Somebody could win an award tomorrow. It's the Heisman. Who's going to walk away with it? We'll talk about it. Then we'll get into some more football on the NFL side. The phone lines are still open if you want to talk to me. Hopefully you're smart enough to take me off a speaker. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. And right now it's time for a news flash with Peter Schwartz.
You're listening. How did you actually sleep last night? If it wasn't an absolute dream, then you need to upgrade to the softest, most luxurious sheets from Boll & Branch. Their signature sheets are made from toxin-free organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Millions of Americans love their sheets. And right now, you can feel the difference with their best sales of the entire year. So hurry to bollandbranch.com to shop their biggest sales with free shipping and extended returns. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Bring the sounds of the season to life with the Philips Fidelio FB1 soundbar featuring DTS:X and IMAX Enhanced. Build your full home theater wirelessly when you connect to multiple devices using DTS Play-Fi technology and experience the thrill of immersive audio that moves above and around you as it transports you into your favorite films when you're home for the holidays. Visit philips.com/home-sound to learn more. DTS.
Dedicated to sensational.
We all know cats are intelligent. Felix Cat Insurance was able to secretly record two cats on a hidden microphone. Let's listen in.
Did you hear the one about the three dogs at the park?
That's old, like four lives ago.
But did you hear about the new pet insurance just for cats from felixcatinsurance.com?
Of course! What do I look like, a dog?
When you're coughing up a fur ball. Yes. Listen, Felix Cat Insurance plans start at under $1 per day and are as unique as you and me. They call it whisker-to-tail protection.
Even furballs?
Even that. Remember the last time you had a furball? I made a TikTok. It went viral.
Oh, well, that's good. Wait, you're on social media?
There you have it. Felix Cat Insurance. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. FelixCatInsurance.com. Get it? Meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit FelixCatInsurance.com/terms.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. In a few minutes, I'm going to get back to your calls. I'm going to talk to you about something big time that's going to take place tomorrow. It happens to be the award, or at least the distribution of the Heisman Award. We're going to find out who's going to walk away with it. But before I do any of that, it's time for this weekend's NCAA football preview, sponsored by Fairfield Marriott. The Fairfield by Marriott is the official hotel partner of the NCAA. With over 1,000 locations around the country, you will always have the home field advantage. Visit fairfield.marriott.com to book your stay. And yes, the Heisman's going to be given away tomorrow, but outside of that, we have the 124th edition of the Army-Navy game. It's taking place tomorrow. It's going to go down at Gillette Stadium. Yes, the home of those hated by most, New England Patriots, also the home of that Bill Belichick dude. So good luck tomorrow, Army-Navy. That'll be your only college football game tomorrow. I will be checking it out while I am on air tomorrow because, quite frankly, I'm going to be on WFAN New York City. Make sure you go ahead and check out Army-Navy. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. And then after that, we can figure out who wins the Heisman Award, okay? We know the finalists, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, Michael Penix Jr., Marvin Harrison. Let's get Marvin Harrison the hell up on out of there. He might be one of the best wide receivers that you've seen in college over the past couple of seasons, but come on now. They are not giving no damn Heisman to no wide receiver. Not when you had Jaden Daniels running around accounting for, what, almost 5,000 yards total on the ground, in the air, 40 touchdowns in the air, 10 on the ground. And tonight, today, Jaden Daniels representing LSU. We know LSU ain't not in the top four here, but anyway, he already won AP Player of the Year. He already won the Walter Camp National Player of the Year. He won the Davey O'Brien for the best quarterback in college football. And I think between the Heisman, or if you got to choose two dudes, it's probably going to be either Bo Nix or Jaden Daniels. And with Bo Nix, obviously, you can take a look at the team's success, or you can look at Jaden Daniels and say, look at all the success that he had as an individual. I think he is going to walk away with the Heisman. And Jaden Daniels, he actually talked about potentially winning it today with USA Today Sports. Listen to Jaden.
It means a lot. Coming here, be able to just be a part of history and write my own story and cement my legacy here, just like he did. So, if I win the trophy, I'd be very happy. Obviously, it's something that I worked for all throughout my college career. Just to be able to finish off my last year with accolades like that means a lot.
Yeah, well, the last dude that went out there and won a Heisman for LSU was Joe Burrow. Before that, we got to go way, 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 way back. Billy Cannon, 1959. I think Jaden Daniels is going to walk away with it tomorrow. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines. Let's go ahead and talk to Rick in Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rick?
Thank you for taking my call again. I totally disagree with that caller, Andrew, from Toronto, who thinks that Shohei Ohtani is coming to Toronto. I think that's a ridiculous statement. I think that Rodgers will never spend $50, $60 million for him. I think that is a ridiculous thing. I think John Morosi was listening to people like Shai Davidi and Jeff Blair, and I don't think that's not very intelligent. The guys in Rodgers are not going to get Shohei Ohtani. They're not going to spend the money. I don't care. They fix it in Dundee, Florida, the facility, so you have a weight room to work with, and he's going to be part of the Toronto Blue Jays. The Toronto Blue Jays are not going to get him. It's like John Fisher in Oakland trying to get Shohei Ohtani. Ed Rogers III will never spend the money for him. It's just a ridiculous statement. I hopefully Shohei Ohtani will play for the Los Angeles Dodgers, a team that means something to Major League Baseball. The Toronto Blue Jays are just like the Toronto Blue Jays, not going to be worth it. So thank you very much for your time. Have a good night.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Rick, for Toronto, calling from the good old landline phone that weighs 20 pounds. He came through, he made his point, and he left. I'm not mad at him. He's just, I don't want to say bitter, I guess realistic Toronto sports fan. Let's go to Griffin, calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Griffin?
Yeah, hey, how's it going? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I hear you great, man. What's up?
All right, yeah, back to the Heisman talk. I just think, all those, everything you listed about Jaden Daniels going off for LSU, I mean, if anyone but him wins the award, I mean, I know Michael Penix has had a great season, but just the numbers, Jaden Daniels has been putting up, I think the award should be thrown out, man. I mean, I can see an argument for Penix, but I just don't see it. I want to get your thoughts on that.
Well, I think Michael Penix has been around for so damn long, and thank you, Griffin, for calling from Buffalo. Not that any of this should matter, because you're supposed to look at what a player did in this particular season. And I mean, what type of a great of accomplishment is it to actually be in the college football playoff? We know Washington is going to take on Texas, and Michael Penix Jr., he's the only dude that's going to be represented here out of the Heisman finalists that we're going to see actually participating in the playoff. But when you think about, as you said, the stats, the numbers, Jaden Daniels threw for 3,800 yards, had 40 touchdowns. He ran for another 1,100 yards and had 10 touchdowns on the ground. He won a million awards today, and all that's left is for him to lift that big-ass heavy trophy tomorrow in New York City, and that's the Heisman. That's just the facts. I mean, if any of these other players put up the same amount of numbers and entered into the college football playoff, then I think they'd be the shoe-in. But I'd be surprised if he doesn't walk away with the award tomorrow. And he can follow Joe Burrow, who last won it in 2019. Maybe LSU is developing a little bit of a trend. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Mark. He's here from San Francisco. What's up, Mark? How are you? You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on? Okay. Mark is not there. Brian is calling from Buffalo. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Brian?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm very well. What's on your mind?
I think it probably would be typical for MLB, for Major League Baseball, to have Ohtani go to Toronto just because we'll just bury him there so no one can ever see him play, and it would just destroy, just like Mike Trout and all the other great baseball players.
Is that more of a shot at Toronto or just baseball in whole?
Baseball in whole. This is exactly okay. What they would do. We would never know that Mike Trout's a thing because they just bury him on the worst team in baseball and never see him play in the playoffs and on the biggest stage, and that's why you'll never see him. And that would be perfect for Ohtani to go to Toronto because it would be the same thing.
His name, hold on, please. I know you're on a roll here. And maybe this leads to your point about Major League Baseball. You know, the guy's name is Ohtani, and he has the choice as to where he goes. But go ahead.
Here's the thing is, who would know his name because he plays out in Los Angeles, and they've never seen the playoffs in the entire history of his life. So, whatever. Yeah, that's his name. But the real reason I'm calling is you guys have been talking about, we're worried about Trevor Lawrence and is he going to play and whatever. That's really irrelevant because if we're talking about real football, we're talking about the best two quarterbacks in football this weekend, and let's talk about the Chiefs and the Bills. Josh Allen, although the Bills have struggled.
Can you hold on a second?
Sure, absolutely.
Well, thank you. Brian, we got to talk about, it's not you guys, it's me. I'm going to talk about everything. I told you I'm going to get into the Chiefs and the Bills. And if you want to talk about Josh Allen being one of the best quarterbacks this year, he ain't playing like it, okay?
Hold on. He's not playing well this year?
If you want to talk about Josh Allen being one of the best quarterbacks performing this year, that's not the case, man. This is someone, unfortunately, he's been turning the ball over. The Buffalo Bills are sitting around at .500. What is so exciting about Josh Allen this year? The guy was an MVP candidate or supposed to be last year. Please tell me.
Do you want me to tell you? What quarterback has more rushing touchdowns this year?
What quarterback is at the top of the rankings when it comes to turnovers?
Okay, what quarterback has more touchdowns?
Stop. I'm trying my best.
You guys do this to Josh Allen all the time. That's crazy.
Who?
National media.
Okay. Let's slow down. Slow down here. You're not talking. Let's try to have a decent conversation. Are you prepared and equipped to do that?
Absolutely, 100%. Are you
okay? So let me help you out. Let me help you out here because you called me. You are not talking. You did not call up national media. You called up me. And so if you're going to address anything, you're going to address anything that I have said. Okay. And over the past year, more than a year, dating back to last year, just flat and period, I have really bigged up Josh Allen. I don't know who the hell you are from a hole in the wall, but you certainly called me. I don't know how long you've listened, but I've certainly blown. I have certainly blown the horn and bigged up Josh Allen when other folks have been crapping on him. So that's number one. But if I have to look at this year for a team that is 6-6 and is currently out of the playoff picture, for you to come here and tell me about rushing touchdowns like that equates to wins is false. I got to be clear and very honest here. That is one of the dumbest statements. Hold on. I'm not done yet.
Okay.
That is one of the dumbest statements I have heard in my life. When it comes to football, and I'm going to be very clear here, is the quarterback helping you win or is the quarterback helping you lose the game? Unfortunately, for the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo.
Yeah, well, I know Buffalo. They ain't winning this year. And this man has turned the ball over too much. And so if you're going to call me and tell me about rushing touchdowns, like that makes him one of the best QBs this season, he's not. As an overall, and listen, here's the difference. Do I still think he's a good QB? Yes. Would I like to have Josh Allen on my team? Yes. But this season, is he one of the top QBs? The answer is no, man. He's throwing the ball away.
Can I ask you a question, and it's an honest question? Is Patrick Mahomes one of the best quarterbacks this year in football?
No, he's terrible. Garbage.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Please, if you're going to call me up and you're going to tell me that someone is one of the best quarterbacks in the league this year, don't tell me about somebody who's just been given a ball away for a team that's currently at 500. Love Josh Allen. Would take him at QB. Love him. But this season, to say that he's been performing as one of the best, get out of here. There's a difference. There's a difference between being one of the best QBs and playing like ass this year. And for Josh Allen, I'm not signing up for him. He can throw all the touchdowns that he wants. Let me know when he gets over the hump. One of the best QBs in the game, but this season, nah, spare me. Let me know when the team starts winning, bro. He needs help, and he also needs to realize that he ain't Superman. Rushing touchdowns is the first thing that you want to tell me about? Tell him to stop throwing the ball away. He's gunslinging. Was he Brett Favre without the wins? Stop it. National media. I'm one guy. Turn the radio off next time. Sheesh, you national media guys. Call all the national media guys. I represent one person, me. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, we're actually going to talk about someone playing like an MVP candidate. It's not Josh Allen.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor.
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And
sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.